Black Lips with I Gotta Rock and Roll, and I'm probably going to play Memphis Blues after that one by them, because they are very short tracks in the vein of punk rock. And anyway, so let me just, okay, I want to make sure I get it right this time. And here we go, Retards with I Gotta Rock and Roll here on WUSB Stony Brook. This might be loud, just to warn you. It's not Chad Van Galen. It's probably going to be pretty loud. That's why I decided to go on mic. So anyway, here we go.
I'm not going with purple hair.
I told them every answer I could. I know they want to play with you. I know the pain of my ass is all right. I said you could just fuck your fuck. I got a rock and roll. I got a rock.
WUSB Stony Brook.
Cheating now, red hair with a curl, mellow roll by the finger, and the eyes were beeping. Can't keep away from the girl, she's the size of my brain. it bears repeating now. Fell in love with a girl. Cheating now.
Everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperatures dropping at the rotten oasis, stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes ripping out of his sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut. Discount orgies on the dropout buses. Hitching a ride with the bleeding noses. Coming to town with the briefcase blues. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut. Something's
packs of Pringles, slack and ties and I. Accidentally I charm you and tell you of the boys I hate, all the girls I hate, all the words I hate, all the clothes I hate. Oh, I'll never be anything I hate. You smile, mention something that you like. I made it and what I made is unclear now. But his deference is and his laughter is. My words and smile are so easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Yes, it's easy now.
Attention listeners, I'm Al Gore and you're not. Global warming, it may seem like an impossible problem, but the Arctic ice is melting, storms are becoming fiercer, the resulting climate change is upsetting invaluable ecosystems, and the pollution is damaging our health. But there is still time. People like yourselves can change their daily habits to make a difference. For more information, go to www.fightglobalwarming.com. Once again, I'm Al Gore, and you're not.
More than 30,000 people have cystic fibrosis. This deadly disease affects both the lungs and esophagus, causing the mucus lining of the lungs and esophagus to become thicker. This makes it harder to move. Scientists currently know very little about cystic fibrosis and even less about a cure. Making a donation of any size could save a life. Please visit www.cff.org or call 1-800-344-4823.
Hey, you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. Listen to Frequence with Steve. I will be going until 5 p.m. I'm on every other Tuesday. From 2:30 to 5 p.m. What you just heard last track, let's go through the last set of music. So, what you just, heard, was John Mouse with Believer off of his single release of the same name, Believer. Before that was Fatboy Slim with Everybody Needs a 303. Before Fatboy Slim, we heard from Franz Ferdinand with Dark of the Matinee. Before that was Frank Zappa with My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama. And before that was Beck with Devil's Haircut off of Odelay. Prior to Beck, we had the White Stripes with Fell in Love with a Girl. And we started off that set with two tracks from the Reotards off of their Teenage Hate. Got Memphis Blues and I Gotta Rock and Roll. And that was the last set of music. So I guess that was about the last 25 minutes, half an hour or so. I remember pausing for the station ID within that set, I think after the Reotards, so, or right before them, I'm not sure. But yeah, so that was about the last half hour of what you heard. Anyway, let's see, gotta keep it going, so, what was I going to say? I was gonna say, oh, so we only got about 40 minutes left until, Democracy Now. After Democracy Now, we'll be Off the Wall with Manuel. Following that will be, Finn's Revolution from 7 to 9 p.m., and after Finn's Revolution, to close out the night, is Rock and Roll Dance Party from 9 to 12. So Tuesdays, definitely got some great programming here. We always got great programming here, so stay tuned. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. And, yep, that's pretty much it. Going to play track off of Kid A by Radiohead, Everything in Its Right Place. Great track. So here is Everything in Its Right Place from Radiohead off of Kid A on WUSB Stony Brook.
Yesterday I woke up soaking on them. about. It says it used to be a farm before the motor law. And on Sundays I knew the ice and off the turbine frame. Too far outside the wire where my white-haired uncle waits.
Thank you. I know that you won't wait for long. I know that you won't wait for long. That you won't wait for long. I know that you won't wait for long.
Hey, you listen to WUSB Stony Brook. That was just Broken Social Scene, track off of Feel Good Lost. Before that was Wet Hair with Echo Lady, new track from their new album. What is their new album? Wet Hair, the title of their new album is In Vogue Spirit. Before that, we heard from the Black Rabbits with Hypno Switch, actually requested by Nick of Organized Confusion, who will be on tonight from 12 to 2 in the morning. So tune into that. He's got a great show, and he'll be playing a lot of Sinbad. Just kidding about the Sinbad. Before that was Rush with Red Barchetta. Off of Moving Pictures. I think that one's off of Moving Pictures. Before that was Battles with Futura off of Gloss Drop, their new album. And I think we started off that set with... I think we started it off with Radiohead with Everything in Its Right Place off of Kid A. So, yeah, that is where we left off. Only got about 5 minutes here. For the show, and Democracy Now! Will be following. So anyway, we're going to hear a track from Boards of Canada titled You Could Feel the Sky off of their album Giagatti. So stay tuned to WUSB Stony Brook.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now! The U.S. Supreme Court dismisses the largest class action lawsuit in history. Walmart wins big, but the grievances of 1.5 million women workers continue.
I brought this case because I believe that there was a pattern of discrimination at Walmart, not just in my store, but I believe it is across the country.
We'll speak with one of the plaintiffs in the case, Stephanie Odle, and with Liza Featherstone, author of Selling Women Short, the landmark battle for workers' rights at Walmart. Then the Human Rights Watch Film Festival opens in New York. One of the films, If a Tree Falls, the Story of the Earth Liberation Front.
Eco-terrorism. Terrorist acts by radical groups.
Eco-terrorists.
Eco-terrorism.
Environmental terrorists.
People need to question, like, this buzzword and how it's being used and how it's like just become the new communist. It's become the new, you know, it's like the boogeyman. It's a boogeyman word. It's like whoever I really disagree with is a terrorist.
It's the story of Daniel McGowan. We'll speak with the filmmaker Marshall Curry and author Will Potter, author of Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege. We'll also be joined by Andy Stepanian, an animal rights activist who served several years in jail. He was the first person released from a secretive prison unit in Marion, Illinois. This is the first time he can speak openly about his imprisonment. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Walmart Monday in the largest sex discrimination lawsuit in history. The justices ruled the class action status for female employees seeking billions of dollars had been improperly granted. The ruling is seen as a major victory for corporate America and could block other workers and plaintiffs from filing class action lawsuits. We'll have more on the ruling after headlines. In other legal news, the Supreme Court has rejected a lawsuit filed by six states against five major power companies accused of emitting greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. The decision is being viewed as a hissed victory for the nation's power utilities, but the ruling does reaffirm the Environmental Protection Agency's job to curb greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act. President Barack Obama is planning to unveil his plan for a gradual drawdown of U.S. troops from Afghanistan Wednesday. McClatchy Newspapers reports Obama's expected to call for an initial reduction of 5,000 troops this year, followed by another 5,000 soldiers next spring, and then 23,000 more by the end of 2012. Under the plan, the U.S. would still have some 67,000 troops, plus thousands of contractors in Afghanistan at the start of 2013. The same total as before last year's surge. Libyan authorities have accused NATO forces of killing 19 civilians, including eight children, in an attack on a home of one of Muammar Gaddafi's top officials. The accusation came one day after NATO admitted to killing as many as nine civilians in a separate aerial attack. Meanwhile, more details have emerged about the U.S. role in the Libyan air war. While the Obama administration's attempted to downplay the level of hostilities, the New York Times reports U.S. warplanes have bombed Libya about 60 times since the U.S. handed control of the air war to NATO in early April. In addition, U.S. drones have fired missiles at Libyan targets about 30 times. In news from Tunisia, ousted President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and his wife have been sentenced in absentia by a Tunisian court to 35 years in prison for embezzlement and misuse of public funds. The verdict came after a one-day trial. Ben Ali and his wife are in exile in Saudi Arabia, which refused Tunisian extradition requests. In news from Syria, United Nations officials say the northern Syrian town of Jisr al-Shughur is almost completely deserted following a crackdown by Syrian security forces. For the past 2 weeks, some 500 to 1,000 people have been crossing from Syria into Turkey daily. Carol Batchelor works with the UN Refugee Agency.
The discussions that we
had with
persons in both of these locations, there was an extreme level of fear, and people were deeply traumatized. And so it will take some time to restore confidence. We heard reports of some people who had returned, and it was a very grave concern about what might have happened to them. So until these issues can be very clearly addressed, it may be difficult, it may be challenging for people to begin to return in any numbers and in a sustainable way.
The number of people forcibly displaced from their homes by conflict or persecution reached a 15-year high in 2010. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports the number of refugees climbed to nearly 44 million, with 83% being sheltered in the world's poorest countries. Pakistan, Iran, and Syria were home to the most refugees. Germany was listed as the industrialized country with the most refugees, sheltering nearly 600,000. Antonio Guterres is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
If one looks at what's happening in today's world, we are seeing a multiplication of new crises since the beginning of the year: Cote d'Ivoire, Libya, Syria, Yemen. And at the same time, it seems that old crises never end. Look at what's happening in Afghanistan, more than 20 years of fighting, in Somalia, again 20 years of fighting, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. New crises multiply, old crises never end.
A group of the world's leading oceanic scientists is warning pollution, global warming, and other man-made problems are pushing the world's oceans to the brink of mass extinction of marine life, unprecedented in tens of millions of years. The new study states, quote, "We now face losing marine species and entire marine ecosystems, such as coral reefs, within a single generation." The study was sponsored by the International Program on the State of the Ocean. The Obama White House has reneged on a promise to reinstall solar panels on the White House before the end of the spring. Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu made the pledge last fall.
Today, we're taking another important step. As we move towards a clean energy economy, the White House will lead by example. I'm pleased to announce that by the end of this spring, there will be solar panels that convert sunlight into electricity and a solar hot water heater on the roof of the White House. It's been a long time since we've had him up there.
President Jimmy Carter installed solar panels on the White House in the 1970s, but they were removed by President Ronald Reagan. On Monday, Bill McKibben of 350.org criticized the Obama White House for failing to live up to its promise.
32 years ago today, President Jimmy Carter inaugurated a set of solar panels on the roof of the White House. And last fall, Barack Obama promised that he would follow suit. He said by the end of the spring, they'd be back up there. Unfortunately, they're not. And all we have is a kind of vague promise from the White House that they'll get there someday. That's too bad, because we need to demonstrate real leadership on renewable energy. The solar panels that Jimmy Carter put up and that Ronald Reagan took down, one of them is now in a museum in China, where 250 million people are using solar hot water heaters right now. We need to get back in this game, and we need Barack Obama to keep his promises and lead us on that way.
The Associated Press has another major exposé on U.S. nuclear plants. The news agency has revealed radioactive tritium has leaked from 48 of the 65 U.S. commercial nuclear power sites, often into groundwater from corroded, buried piping. Leaks from at least 37 of those facilities contain concentrations exceeding the federal drinking water standard, sometimes at hundreds of times the limit. In other nuclear news, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has extended by 6 months a moratorium on any new uranium mining on a million acres near the Grand Canyon in Arizona and Utah. Many conservation groups and Native American tribes are now calling on the Obama administration to impose a 20-year ban on mining in the area. The National Credit Union Administration has filed suit against J.P. Morgan Chase and the Royal Bank of Scotland in an effort to recover some $840 million lost on high-risk mortgages purchased by credit unions during the height of the nation's financial meltdown. The securities divisions of the banking giants are accused of misrepresenting how risky the sales were. A North Carolina man who had no health insurance has admitted to recently robbing a bank of $1 in order to be sent to jail to get free medical coverage. James Verone, a laid-off employee of Coca-Cola, recently noticed a protrusion in his chest and had developed arthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome. Without health insurance or money for private care, Verone concluded his best option would be to go to prison. Verone told a local newspaper, quote, "The pain was beyond the tolerance I could accept. I kind of hit a brick wall with everything," he said. Since being held